From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Harry Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that there is now bottled water available for the water emergency in Ghent and Chatham that is expected to last until September 14th. There is a state of emergency in the village of Chatham due to the water main break that is affecting the entire Chatham village and the hamlet and other parts of town in Ghent. There is also a boil water order for the village and the town of Ghent. Anyone in the area with water service is asked to reduce the amount of water used. Bottled water is now available at the Chatham Firehouse on Hudson Avenue. Chatham Mayor John Howe said an older section of the water main near Edgewood Acres broke September 9th and emptied all the water in a holding tank. Chatham Village is updating residents with news on its website at villageofchatham.com. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that state police released a bit more information about an allergic reaction September 7th at the Green Correctional Facility in Coxsackie. A 28-year-old female officer processing two packages had difficulty breathing and was taken to Albany Medical Center. State Police Public Information Officer Steve Neville said on September 9th that it was not a major incident. He said, and I quote, "She was given Benadryl and released," end quote. Two other corrections officers were treated in the prison infirmary after complaining of itching. State police and the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision are continuing to investigate the incident, but they do not believe that the package sender nor the prisoner receiving the package are involved. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Kayla Harris reports in the Albany Times-Union that about 200 people protested in front of the Rensselaer County Jail September 8th, blocking off the entrance to protest the sheriff's policy of working closely with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials. Nearly 30 people linked arms, forming a human barricade in front of the jail, but no arrests were made. Rensselaer County Sheriff Patrick Russo's jail is the only one in the state that has opted in to the policy to check inmates for immigration holds and turn them in to ICE agents. Russo did not attend the protest but vowed to continue his work with ICE agents. He said, and I quote, "People are going to protest. They have their right to protest, but I also swore to keep the people of this county safe, and that's what I'm doing," end quote. Albany native Miriam Axel Lute said, and I quote, "It felt really powerful to bring people there to this out-of-the-way corner and say, no, we're watching. We're here. We know what you're doing. It's not right. And people in your city and your county don't approve," end quote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Steve Hughes reports in the Albany Times-Union that Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple is starting what he calls the Sheriff's Homeless Improvement Project, turning an empty tier in one of his jail's buildings into transitional housing for the homeless. He said, and I quote, "Whatever we can do to release somebody who can be healthy and productive back in the community, that's our goal here. Our recidivism rate is dropping. Folks aren't coming back," end quote. Apple's jail could hold 1,000 inmates, but had just 431 in July. Statewide jail populations in county jails fell over 13% from July 2018 to July 2019. And that is before bail reform takes effect in January. Apple, so far, has an idea, but no funding for his plan to house and feed homeless citizens at the jail. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.